Okay, today's Zafzeriv and Daf Chaf Aleph. Let's quickly review. Aval Adam Metafis V'Olam Metafis V'Yari. The Brisa says that a person cannot rely on Pasi Biros to take his own drink, but he has to climb down in the well to drink there. Meaning he's allowed to rely on Pasi Biros to drink, to give his animals to drink, but not to give himself. It turns out that even though Pasi Biros only works for Mayim Chayim, spring water that's fit for human consumption, we don't allow people to take advantage of Pasi Biros for their own drinking. Gufa, the expanded version of the Brisa adds, Mali Uveshofich V'Nei Behema. We cannot hold the bucket while the animal drinks from it, but must pour it in front of the animal, and it will drink on its own. So the Gemara asks, why would we ever need the majority of the animal inside the enclosure if we aren't holding the bucket it's drinking from anyway? So Abai answers that the Brisa is speaking about a trough is large enough to be an independent Roshus Yachid that encroaches on the area enclosed by the Pasin, while the animal's on the other side of the trough, but in normal cases, you really can hold the bucket while the animal drinks. The Gemara presents two versions of the limitations on where we apply two separate halachas. First version is that there's no halacha of huts that are within 70 and 2/3 amos of a town, extending the borders of a town for the sake of extending Tum Shabbos and Bavel, because floods will commonly wash away these huts. There's no rule of Pasi Biros helping outside Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, because there's no Torah students traveling from place to place who need them outside of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Second version is that there's no halacha of burgonin in Bavel because of common flooding, nor in Chutz Laaretz because the huts are commonly stolen. There's no halacha of pasi biros in Bavel because water is plentiful, so you don't need special leniencies about getting water, nor in Chutz Laaretz because there aren't many Torah students who travel and need it. Amar of Chista Darish Mari Bar Mar. The Gemara has two drashas from of Chista in the name of Mari Bar Mar. First, when measuring the size of the Torah, David, Iov, and Yecheskel weren't able to quantify it, but Zechariah ben Ido said that folded over it was Orcha Esrim Ba'ama V'Rachva Eser Ba'ama, a length of 20 amos by a width of 10 amos written on both sides. When unfolded and accounting for the writing on both sides, it would measure 40 by 20 amos of writing using Hashem's Amos. The entire Shemayim is only a Zeres, or a quarter of a square Amma, according to Shayahu HaNavi. That means that the Torah is 3,200 times larger than Shemayim. Second, when the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu talks about Shnei Duda Ite'inim, two pots of figs, it means that the Tzadikim Gemurim will go into Galus Bavel first, followed by the Rishayim Gemurim, but ultimately Elu Ve'elu Asidin She'inu Reach. Both groups will have a pleasant smell. Darash Rava, Amud Beis is constructed around four different drashos that Rava made. First, Rava explains the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim to refer to Bachuri Yisrael Shalotah Mutam Chet, innocent young boys who never sinned, and to Benos Yisrael, Jewish women, who either keep their husbands aware of their tumah status or are faithful to the husbands. The Pasuk also speaks of Chadashim Gam Yishanim, which refers to new Yisurim Rabbanan that we have accepted upon ourselves beyond the old halachos that the Torah requires. Second, Rava derived from Pasuk in Kohelet, V'yosim Mehema B'ni Hizayir Asos Svarim Harbe, that we should be Zahir B'divrei Sof from Yosim B'divrei Torah, more careful about Dinim Rabbanan than we are about Dinim D'Araisa, because Kala overall D'Divrei Sof from Chayiv Misa. Anybody violates Dinim Rabbanan deserves to die. In connection with the theme of the importance of Dinim Rabbanan, the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Akiva when he was old in jail. Rabbi Shua Garsi was only permitted to bring him a tiny amount of water, and Rabbi Akiva was still careful to use the water to wash Netilas Yadayim before eating. Parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that when Shlomo Melch instituted Erevin and Netilas Yadayim, a baskel came out and complimented his wisdom. Third, Darash Rava. Rava explains Pesukim in Shir HaShirim that referred to going out to the field and checking on the vines and the pomegranates, that it's really referring to the Jewish people telling Hashem to judge us based on our Talmidei Chachamim who serve Hashem despite great poverty. So parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that Amar Shlomo al kol dover dover shel Torah shlosha salaf mashal. Shlomo knew 3,000 parables on each halacha in the Torah, and he gave 1,005 reasons for the Din Rabbanan. Finally, Darash Rava. Rava taught that Shlomo taught the Torah with simanei ta'amim, the trap, and explained it using analogies. The Din Rabbanan that he introduced helped uphold the Din D'Oraisa in the same way that Oznayim hold a kli, that the handles help uphold a kli.